So as it relates to today's daf, and really to today's daf, and tomorrow's daf, and the next daf, and the next daf, which are going to talk about the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So just to speak out a little bit of lumdus, which also intersects with a little bit of halacha as it relates to the idea of Kriyas HaTorah. And just to preface that this raid is Dvarim Atikin, and really we're just going to scratch the surface on Inyanim that the Achrayim talk about in different places, but in Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, two ha'aris related to the most basic mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So everybody knows that if you daven B'tzibur, it's Monday, it's Thursday, Shabbos by Mincha, Shachris Shabbos. So you're supposed to hear Kriyas HaTorah. If you daven B'chidus, there is no Kriyas HaTorah. And even if you're a Balkaira and you have a Sefer Torah in your house, it doesn't matter. If you don't have 10 Jews, there's no mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah. The only time there's Kriyas HaTorah is when there's Tefillah B'tzibur. But if there's no Tefillah B'tzibur, there's no Kriyas HaTorah. So just like you can't take Kaddish unless there's a Tzibur, there's no Chazaras HaShatz unless there's a Tzibur, there's no Kedusha unless there's a Tzibur, you don't say Baruch Hu unless there's a Tzibur, there's no Kriyas HaTorah unless there's a Tzibur. Rav Baruch Ber, in Birchas Shmuel, this is in Masechtas Yevamos, Simin Chaf Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph brings, that Shamati Mipi Meiri V'Rabi, Kodesh Yisrael, Zchusa Yogan Aleinu. And of course, Baruch Ber was talking about Reb Chaim Brisker. The Reb Chaim cleared a Chakira. What's Pshat in the Din Asara? What's Pshat in the Din that there's no Kriyas HaTorah unless you have a minion? Reb Chaim cleared as follows. He said, is the pshat that really every single yachid, Monday morning when he davens shachris, has a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Every single yachid when he davens mincha Shabbos has a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Every single yachid when he davens shachris on Shabbos has a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Narfas, there's a halacha that Kriyas HaTorah requires a minion. Just like Kaddish requires a minion, and just like Kedusha requires a minion, and Chazaras HaShatz requires a minion, Kriyas HaTorah requires a minion. You cannot execute and fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah unless there's a minion of Yidden. It's a tenai in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Chiyuv HaMitzvah, of course. I have a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. It's Monday morning. I have a chiyuv to daven Shachris. I also have a chiyuv, Midu Rabbanon, Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu, to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Or said Reb Chaim, maybe when a person is not with a minion, it's not just that he can't fulfill his mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, but maybe he doesn't even have a chi of Kriyas HaTorah. Because Reb Chaim said that I can hear in Lomdus that maybe the chi of Kriyas HaTorah is not a chayvas yachid, but rather it's a chayvas tzibur. The chi of is only chal on a tzibur. So if you're together with a minion, the minion of people that are davening have a chi of Kriyas HaTorah. But to the extent that I'm davening b'yachidus, I now don't have a chi of Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, that's pashut. You can't lane if you don't have a minion. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah if you don't have a minion. If a person would take out a Sefer Torah by himself, or even if he had 9 Jews, and he would say, Baruch Hashem HaMavoyruch, Baruch Hashem HaMavoyruch Lo'imavod, Yesh Lachgar, if maybe he's over, and he's literally making bracha she'ena tzrichas. Certainly he's not being mekayim any mitzvah in the world, because the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah that requires a minion. And if you don't have a minion, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Reb Chaim's Chakira was, is the reason you need a minion, mer nit atnai in the kiyum mitzvah. Das heißt, avada, every individual has a chi of Kriyas HaTorah, but he just can't fulfill it unless he has a minion. Just like you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah if you don't have a sefer Torah, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah if you don't have a minion. But it's a tenai in the kiyum mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Or Reb Chaim said, maybe the whole chi of Kriyas HaTorah is only chal if you have a minion. And if I'm by myself and I'm not together with a minion, I don't have a chi of Kriyas HaTorah. I have a chi of to daven shachris, I have a chi of to put on tefillin, I have a chi of to say Krishma, I have a chi of to say Birchas Krishma. Or but Kriyas HaTorah, even though in my siddur it says that on Mondays and Thursdays you're supposed to hear Kriyas HaTorah, but I'm davening b'yachidus. And that's only if there's a tzibur. Because the chi of Kriyas HaTorah was a chi of that was given to the tzibur. It wasn't given to the yachid. So it's tzibur and minyan a tnai in the kiyum mitzvah, or is it a tnai in the chiyuv mitzvah? Because unless you have a tzibur, you're not going to have a chiyuv mitzvah. So Reb Chaim said, what's the nafkamina? So Reb Chaim said, I'll tell you a geshmak alam desha nafkamina. Nafkamina would be, what happens if you have 10 people in a room? 6 of them didn't hear Kriya Satayra, 4 of them already heard Kriya Satayra. You have the proverbial Shisha Mispalim. So you have 6 people that are davening, 6 people that need to hear Kriya Satayra. The other 4 heard Kriya Satayra already. Would there be a mitzvah of Kriya Satayra, or would there not be a mitzvah of Kriya Satayra? What would be the tzad? You don't have a minion, you only have 6. Now, it's based on the fact that in Kol HaTorah Kula, there's an idea of Rubai Kekulai. And being that there's an idea of Rubai Kekulai, so l'chura, there'd be makom to say that as long as roif of the 10 people here need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, so that would be enough to say Rubai Kekulai. It'd be as if you have 10 people that need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, so now there's a tzibur that needs to hear Kriyas HaTorah, so there'd be a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So Reb Chaim said, would you have Shisha Mispalim by Kriyas HaTorah? Would you say Rubai Kekulai by Kriya Satayra, would you not? So Reb Chaim said it's totally in the Shaila. Why? What's Rubai Kekulai? Rubai Kekulai would mean that I have roiv of what I need. I don't have all of what I need. I have roiv of what I need. What's all of what I need? Let's just break it down. What's all of what I need? I need 10 people. Just 10 humans? No. You need 10 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra. Okay. Over here, I have roiv of what I need. I have 6 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra. The other 4 heard it already, so they're not chayiv. So I have roiv of what I need. I have 6 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra. Zok Reb Chaim, bishloimo, if the chiyuv of Kriya Satayra is a chayvas yachid, so that means every single yachid is chayiv in Kriya Satayra. So if I have 6 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra, I have a rubei kekuloi. I have roiv of 10 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra. Because Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisach, and Zvulun are all chayiv in Kriya Satayra. Being that I have 6 of the 10 that I need, al zeh nemar rubei kekuloi, so Reb Chaim said, we'll say, the halacha of rubei kekuloi, there'll be a chiyuv, Kriya Satayra. But if you're going to tell me that the reason you need asara for Kriya Satayra is not just a tenai in the kiyum mitzvah, but it's more than that. If you don't have 10 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra, there's no chiyuv Kriya Satayra. Because the ikur chiyuv Kriya Satayra is a chayiv asibur. So said Reb Chaim, if I have 6 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra, I don't have any chiyuv Kriya Satayra. Because Reuven's not chayiv, and Shimon's not chayiv, and Levi's not chayiv, and Yehuda's not chayiv, and Yisachar's not chayiv, and Zvulun's not chayiv. Because unless I have 10, I don't have any chayiv. Rubei Kekuloi works if I have roiv of what I need. So I have roiv of the 10 people that are chayiv. Meaning I have 6 people that are chayiv. So I have 6 that are chayiv, not 10 that are chayiv. Al zenema, Rubei Kekuloi. So even though I only have 6, it'll be as if I have 10. And in Melo, these 6 will be able to go vayibin soya aroi, and they'll be able to have a koyin, and a levi, and a yisrael, and a hagba, and a glila, and like this, they'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah. But if there's no chayiv unless you have a minyan, so when I have 6 people that need to hear Kriya Satayra, I don't have 6 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra. I have no one that's chayiv in Kriya Satayra. So where's the Rubei Kekuloi? Because I have 6 people? That's not enough to give me Rubei Kekuloi. Because I have 6 people that if there would be another... that's the problem. You need the other 4 people. Rubei Kekuloi means I have roiv of what I need. What do I need? I need 10 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra. Do I have roiv of that? No. I have roiv of 10 people, but I don't have roiv of 10 people that are chayiv in Kriya Satayra. Because a yachid isn't chayiv in Kriya Satayra. So that it comes that I have nothing. So Reb Chaim said, if it's a chayvas yachid, I just need the minyan in order to execute. So then you could say, Rubei Kekuloi. If, however, you need the minyan in order to have the chayiv, so if I have 6 people, I have 6 yachidim, none of which have the chayiv, as a result, there would be no basis to say Rubei Kekuloi. You wouldn't be able to say Shisha Mispalim. And this is a famous lamdas that Reb Chaim said, that even though when it comes to Tefillah B'Tzibur, for example, there is a concept of Shisha Mispalim. But Reb Chaim is saying that's because tefillah is a chayvas yachid. Every single yachid has a chayv to daven. So if I have 6 people that are davening together, I have another 4 people in the room. Right, you have to have another 4 people in the room to say Rubei Kekuloi. But I have 6 people that are davening and there's another 4 people in the room. Those 6 people are all chayv. So now I have Rubei Kekuloi. I don't have 10 people that are chayv in tefillah. I have 6 people that are chayv in tefillah. But al zeh nemar Rubei Kekuloi. But that's true by tefillah, which is a chayvas yachid. But Kriya Satayra, Reb Chaim said, maybe it's different. Because Kriya Satayra, Reb Chaim said, maybe maybe there there's no chiv that's chal on the yachid. The chiv is only chal if you have the tzibur. So if the chiv is only chal if you have the tzibur, I would need 10 people in order to have a chiv. And if I don't have 10 people, nobody's chayv. If nobody's chayv, there's no rubik kekulay. Rubik kekulay means I have roiv chiv. But if I need 10 in order to have the chiv, so it comes out, I don't have roiv chiv. That was Reb Chaim Slomdis. That's the first Torah.